the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Marion McKeown and Carl Thomas are with us. Before we speak to them, just they are some edited highlights, if we call them highlights, of Donald Trump's somewhat unhinged speech to the United Nations today, starting with how he has ended 7 wars, did you know?
I ended 7 wars, dealt with the leaders of each and every one of these countries, and never even received a phone call from the United Nations offering to help in finalizing the deal. All I got from the United Nations was an escalator that on the way up stopped right in the middle. If the First Lady wasn't in great shape, she would have fallen. But she's in great shape. We're both in good shape. We both stood. And then a teleprompter that didn't work. These are the two things I got from the United Nations, a bad escalator and a bad teleprompter. That being the case, what is the purpose of the United Nations? The UN has such tremendous potential. I've always said it. It has such tremendous, tremendous potential, but it's not even coming close to living up to that potential. Everyone says that I should get the Nobel Peace Prize for each one of these achievements. But for me, the real prize will be the sons and daughters who live to grow up with their mothers and fathers, because millions of people are no longer being killed in endless and unglorious wars.
I suppose, Marion McKeown, we should be thankful for him stopping the war between Cambodia and Armenia. Missed that one. Yeah. Countries 4,000 miles apart.
You know, this, you're right. You could have a lot of fun with this if you're a late night comic. Well, actually, sorry, you couldn't if you're living in America at the moment and as a late night comic, because you would be probably shut down the next day the way things are going. But the two wars that are going on, Ukraine, the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and the genocide that is going on in Gaza at the moment, he has utterly failed, and they are worse now. They are both measurably worse than when he took office after promising to sort them both out in 24 hours. You know, the Indian Prime Minister, and this is why the tariffs were slapped on India, and make no mistake, refused to credit Trump with ending the dangerously escalating dispute between India and Pakistan. And when he said, actually, we did it ourselves, thanks, and no, we're not going to nominate you for the Nobel Peace Prize, that was when the tariffs came. You know, what is the UN for, if not to provide him with a functioning elevator and a teleprompter? His ego and his vanity and his delusion, is the level of delusion that he exists at, and I'm sorry, just hearing those sycophants guffawing and cackling, it just makes me feel quite nauseous, you know.
Okay.
I mean, the whole thing was, as you say, unhinged.
Cal, what do you think of your president's performance today?
Well, I thought the first 15 to 20 minutes was embarrassing, frankly. I lost count of the number of times he used the personal pronoun, I, me, and my. He does this all the time. It's all about him. It's all about what he thinks he's done. Yesterday was an embarrassment, too, where he claimed a connection between the over-the-counter drug Tylenol and autism, when the medical community, professionals, real doctors, say there's no connection at all for pregnant women who take this when they have a headache or a fever. I mean, there's just one thing after another. Now, there were a few decent things, in my view, in the speech, but it was also, in my view, covered up by a lot of ridiculous things. Marion is right about a lot of it. It was half of it was unnecessary. You could have cut it and not lost anything.
Well, let's hear what he had to say about migration.
We have reasserted that America belongs to the American people, and I encourage all countries to take their own stand in defense of their citizens as well. You have to do that because I see it. I'm not mentioning names. I see it, and I can call every single one of them out. You're destroying your countries. They're being destroyed. Europe is in serious trouble. They've been invaded by a force of illegal aliens like nobody's ever seen before. Illegal aliens are pouring into Europe. Nobody is ever, and nobody's doing anything to change it, to get them out. It's not sustainable. And because they choose to be politically correct, They're doing just absolutely nothing about it. And I have to say, I look at London, where you have a terrible mayor, terrible, terrible mayor, and it's been so changed, so changed. Now they want to go to Sharia law, but you're in a different country. You can't do that. Both the immigration and their suicidal energy ideas will be the death of Western Europe if something is not done immediately. They cannot, this cannot be sustained.
Okay, this is Donald Trump, whose grandparents were immigrants to the United States, whose mother was an immigrant from Scotland. Two of his three wives were migrants from Eastern Europe. But I suppose in Trump's mind, that's all right, because they're all white. Just one thing that jumped out of that, Cal. Nobody is looking for Sharia law to be introduced in London or in Britain or anything. These are ugly myths been put around by racists, which are now being repeated by your president.
Yeah, I think it's very sad, Matt. One thing I didn't know, frankly, he did say that if true, I think it's a problem. He said the United Nations paid for illegal immigrants to come into the U.S. If that's true, that's a problem. But so many of these remarks were undiplomatic. Matter of fact, the entire speech, in my view, was undiplomatic. Most American presidents who have gone to the UN give a vision for the future, want to cooperate with other nations. So we are not unique in the world. We're unique in some ways with some of our principles, but we're not the only nation in the world, and it's not always about us. So I think that it was a very sad speech. It was a negative speech mostly. And while there were a few nuggets of truth in there, as I said earlier, I think they were overwhelmed by the many more nuggets of ugliness.
Let's hear Trump criticizing those countries who in recent days have followed the example of Ireland and others in recognizing the state of Palestine.
As everyone knows, I have also been deeply engaged in seeking a ceasefire in Gaza. Have to get that done. Have to get it done. Unfortunately, Hamas has repeatedly rejected reasonable offers to make peace. We can't forget October 7th, can we? Now, as if to encourage continued conflict, some of this body is seeking to unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state. The rewards would be too great. For Hamas terrorists, for their atrocities, this would be a reward for these horrible atrocities.
Marion, what'd you make of that?
You know, there is not a single government, I would say, not just in NATO, in amongst, you know, allies, but I'd say in the Middle East, there is not a single government that doesn't want to see Hamas ended and destroyed. There's probably not a single Palestinian, or maybe very few, who want Hamas to govern again. So this is just nonsense. It's mistruths. It's absolutely just fudging and trying to obfuscate his own incompetence at dealing with this genocide, and it is a genocide, and his failure to do so. And yes, the Biden administration also failed, but what he says just doesn't make sense. It's not just that it's not truthful or not factual, it's just that it's so, this is the president, the US leader, who has torn up every basically every international agreement that he could, you know, like the Paris Accord, you know, the WHO abandoning that, trying to destroy NATO. I mean, to listen to him speak and to look at the damage he has done to the global institutions and the cause of global unity and global peace and well-being, I'm baffled, quite honestly. I'm just baffled.
And of course, Cal made reference earlier to his false attempt to link paracetamol use to autism. He also is a climate change denier, so let's hear this from today's speech.
The carbon footprint is a hoax made up by people with evil intentions, and they're heading down a path of total destruction. You know, the carbon footprint was a big, big thing a few years ago. I remember hearing about the carbon footprint, and then President Obama would get into Air Force One, a massive Boeing 747, and not a new one, an old one with old engines that spew everything into the atmosphere. He'd talk about the carbon footprint, we must do so. Then he'd get in and he'd fly from Washington to Hawaii to play a round of golf.
Well, he might have a point there that there's a lot of hypocrisy from people who shouldn't be flying and doing other things, and because it adds to the global carbon footprint. But Cal, is that one that you might have a bit of sympathy with him on?
Well, I was, yes, and also the Palestinian state issue. There is no Palestinian state. This was a political attempt to criticize the president by certain European leaders, led by France, among others, and the UK. But he even pointed out later in part of the speech you didn't play that over 70 years we've heard predictions of catastrophe and disaster. Miami, Florida was going to be underwater. John Kerry, who was the former climate czar, said we only had 10 years left before disaster strikes. Others said, no, it was only 5 minutes, 5 years. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said we only have months. And none of these predictions came true. In the 1970s, Newsweek magazine had a cover story on the threat of global cooling and the new ice age. So all of these predictions have not come true. And yet trillions of dollars have been spent on this. Supposedly designed to lower global temperatures, and it has not been lowered significantly.
What do you say to that, Marion?
Well, you know, Cal, I think if you just look at the thing, look at what happened in Texas during the summer when all those children were killed in the summer camps. Look at every year we see this was the hottest year on record ever. Every year temperatures are getting higher and higher, and catastrophic storms and events that have happened forever are becoming worse, more frequent and more catastrophic. I'll give you one example, and I don't say with any glee, but half of Kid Rock's garden fell into the ocean outside near Miami. I mean, the oceans are rising. You know, coastal lines are eroding. We are seeing this is one of the main causes of migration and the immigration and all the suffering and misery that brings. That people, I was down at the border several times, and there were people there, Honduran farmers, who told me they cannot grow anything anymore. There is no soil left because of climate change. I saw it in Somalia. It was one of the causes of the big famines and the repeated famines, that the earth has turned to dust. So climate change and its consequences are real. And I think for Trump to talk with such arrogance and ignorance and hypocrisy when he's hightailing it up and down to Miami every weekend for his rounds of golf. And I wonder if he asked the Qataris to retrofit his plane so that it would be carbon neutral. I somehow doubt it.
One more clip from Trump's speech to the United Nations.
When your prisons are filled with so-called asylum seekers who repaid kindness, and that's what they did, they repaid kindness with crime, it's time to end the failed experiment of open borders. You have to end it now. Let's see, I can tell you. I'm really good at this stuff. Your countries are going to hell.
Wonder what country is really going to hell. Let's hear something else. Let's hear from the weekend when there was a commemoration service for the controversial conservative protagonist Charlie Kirk, who of course was so wrongly and brutally murdered. And Kirk's wife made a very conciliatory speech in which she forgave the person responsible for her husband's murder, and then it was followed by Donald Trump saying this.
In that private moment on his dying day, we find everything we need to know about who Charlie Kirk truly was. He was a missionary with a noble spirit and a great, great purpose. He did not hate his opponents. He wanted the best for them. That's where I disagreed with Charlie. I hate my opponent. And I don't want the best for them. I'm sorry. I am sorry, Erica. But now Erica can talk to me and the whole group, and maybe they can convince me that that's not right, but I can't stand my opponent.
So, Cal, there he is, the mask, if there ever was a mask, ripped off. We saw him for what he truly is.
Well, this kind of rhetoric, Matt, is what leads to, and he should have been smarter about this, the assassination attempts on him and assassinations of other people in the past, this kind of ugly rhetoric. I thought Erica Kirk said the right thing. She is an open and avowed Christian. The power of forgiveness, as I write in my column today, is something that I think dilutes the power of a perpetrator of a heinous crime. This is the 10th anniversary of the shooting at the Black Mother Emanuel Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. And the relatives of the nine dead victims by the hand of a white supremacist forgave the shooter. Now, this is a very, very powerful thing that you rarely see in our culture. Trump claims to be a Christian, and yet Erica Kirk displayed more of Christian behavior in her forgiveness of the man who killed her husband than Trump did. I think very, very incendiary language on the president's part, and he should know better.
And you already mentioned, Cal, what he has been saying about autism. So before I talk to Marion about that, let's just hear some of Trump's remarks when he was in the presence of Robert Kennedy Jr. about Tylenol, which is known as Panadol here in this part of the world, and autism.
Don't take Tylenol. There's no downside. Don't take it. You'll be uncomfortable. It won't be as easy, maybe. But don't take it. If you're pregnant, don't take Tylenol. And don't give it to the baby after the baby is born.
But this is a very strong recommendation, maybe stronger from me than from the group, because they're waiting for certain studies. I just want to say, I want to say it like it is. Don't take Tylenol. Don't take it. If you just can't, I mean, it's just fight like hell not to take it. There may be a point where you have to, and that you have to work out with yourself. So don't take Tylenol.
And I will say there are parts of the world that don't take Tylenol. I mean, there's a rumor, and I don't know if it's so or not, that Cuba, they don't have Tylenol because they don't have the money for Tylenol, and they have virtually no autism, okay? Tell me about that one. And there are other parts of the world where they don't have Tylenol, where they don't have autism. That tells you a lot.
I think that tells us a lot again about Trump, Marion, doesn't it?
Honestly, you know, this is, I mean, it's almost funny, but look, what is he now, an obstetrician and a gynecologist? It's like, he's so delusional, and then he refers to a rumour. He himself says a rumour about people who don't take Tylenol in Cuba and there's no autism. You know, what's happening with American health at the moment to me is terrifying, and I don't say that with any sense of drama. You have the arrogance of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., which collides with the ignorance of Donald Trump. And, you know, at the same time that he's saying to pregnant women, just tough it out, you know, he's also slashing research funding. They're slashing research funding hundreds of millions of dollars at a time. And so Robert F. Kennedy Jr. promises by September, you know, we'll tell you what's causing autism. And of course he can't fulfill that promise. So he comes out with this absurd red herring, and it's like, oh yeah, don't take Tylenol, that's what's causing it. You know, it's just that the dangers of the way they have gutted healthcare, the way the CDC has been gutted, the way funding has been gutted, and then a pair of quacks waddling around the place so pleased with themselves, it really is, and I mean that sincerely, quite terrifying to listen to them.
Yeah. Well, as one listener says, what's actually scary is that this is being normalised. I'm going to leave it there.
Very quickly, given Trump's record during COVID-19 on medical advice, I don't think we ought to be taking his advice on Tylenol.
Yeah, exactly. Back to the bleach. Okay, we didn't get a chance to talk about Jimmy Kimmel, been restored by his television station owned by Disney. We might later in the week, depending on how that works out, when his first show goes back to air tonight. Thank you very much, Marion McKeown and Cal Thomas.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.